This is PodcastNorm.com.
Today's show is
the Food City 500 at Bristol from a NASCAR fan's view. Finally, the spring race at Bristol is back to concrete. I know there are those that think they should have kept it as dirt again, but in all honesty and from this fan's view, there were several drawbacks to the Bristol dirt races. I don't know exactly when I changed, but when I was young and living in Southern Illinois, I grew up around dirt track racing and loved it. I still do to a point, but I would rather watch the dirt races with different types of cars and on shorter, more local tracks, and the cup cars on hard surfaces like concrete and asphalt. Oh, for a time or two, it was something different and interesting to watch and see how the NASCAR Cup drivers handled the dirt. But in this fan's opinion, it was just that, something different, not permanent. So this spring race at Bristol appears to be different already, judging from the practice and qualifying. Between the A group practice and the B group, something drastically changed in the track surface, at least the most used low groove. And it showed up in the lap times and the handling, first in the B group and then, very obviously, in the qualifying of the A group. Funny though, Ryan Blaney experienced it at the end of the A group practice session. I can't say for sure, but it may have helped him get the pole for today's race. He and his team were the first to adjust correctly to the definite and somewhat sudden change in the track surface. Bristol Motor Speedway has always been a crowd pleaser. It is a tough, intense track, and ask any driver with hardly any time to breathe. It has been, and will be again today, a physically and mentally draining track. The racing is always intense, and there will likely be times of high emotions that will be displayed because of that intensity. Well, that and the elevated adrenaline that goes with racing, and in particular at Bristol. In the last 2 weeks, it seems the Chevys have lost a bit to the Toyotas and Fords. For a while, in the first few weeks of the season, it appeared they were going to be the ones to beat every weekend. Even though they weren't necessarily qualifying on the front row, they were finishing up front, taking home the trophies, and racking up the wins. Then suddenly, things turned around for the Toyotas when they went out west. Armed with a new NASCAR rules package for short tracks, they managed to dominate Phoenix, leading most of the laps last weekend. I suppose it is possible it could happen again this weekend. Yeah, you know I haven't forgotten Joey Logano qualifying on the front row almost every race to begin with, but I also haven't forgotten he didn't finish all that well for various reasons. He has had a relatively difficult time so far this season. In fact, up till this weekend, the Ford still appeared to be struggling a bit, even though they have shown signs of life as this young season has progressed. Now, it appears the Fords may make a statement at Bristol. Well, at least if Ryan Blaney has anything to say about it. He made a very strong showing in the practice and qualifying sessions yesterday and walked away with the pole as well as good overall performance in the long runs in the practice session. I won't say for sure, but it could be he will walk away with a trip to Victory Lane today. Do I think the Toyotas and Chevys won't have something to say about that? No, absolutely not. I expect there were a lot of late hours spent last night by all the teams trying to figure out how to show up today to be more competitive than yesterday when the resin appeared to break down relatively quickly during the Cup team's practice sessions. It appeared to this fan that the teams were relatively surprised by the sudden change in the track surface, and most of them didn't have time to adjust to it in the limited time of practice and qualifying. So, here's how I think the race today will go. Although it is possible that Ryan Blaney could simply dominate the day, I think all of the teams have had time to think of how to adjust to the change the track went through. That could mean the Toyotas, and even the Chevys, could make it tough on the Fords, even though Blaney's Ford looks to be the one to beat, entering into the Food City 500 today. After all, the lap times were very close together in usual Bristol fashion. Of course, it also depends on what happens with the resin. At the time of this writing, I have not heard how the track will be treated considering the way it broke down yesterday. I mean, I understand why they use the stuff, but it doesn't appear to be the answer in the long run. No pun intended. I guess it will all come down to which of the teams have made good changes and continue to make them during the race as the track goes through its changes. They do have a lot of laps to make changes, but I believe it will come down to how many cautions and long green flag runs they have. Will the fastest qualifier end up in victory lane, or will it be one from further back in the field? And will it be a Ford, Toyota, or a Chevy? At this point, and looking at yesterday's time on the track for all teams, I just don't have any idea. Hey, this is Russ, and that's my view, and I'll see you next time, right here at NASCAR Fans View, for just a fan's view of NASCAR racing. That's the show for today, and I'm really glad you took the time to be here. It is my hope that you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find this show. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, Rusty Norman, Podcast Norm Productions, and PodcastNorm.com. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week. All views expressed are strictly the opinion of the writer, all rights reserved, by Rusty Norman, NASCARFansView.com, and JustAFansView.com. All audio productions by www.podcastnorm.com and Podcast Norm Productions. All music is Two Buck Themes from Mike Stewart, unless otherwise stated.